What's good, Bearcats fans? A little emergency show. Just Chuck tonight, no Houdini. Victor Lockin is no longer a Cincinnati Bearcat. The last of the Brannans. And then there were none. They have all departed us. Lockin, who played three seasons in Cincinnati and redshirted one. And he was good for the Bearcats for many of games. This season, he was pretty good for many a month. It was a strange season for Victor Lockin, really. Let's start off going chronologically. He comes in with John Brannan, redshirts that first year. Brannan departs. Victor Lockin's from Russia. He has absolutely no ties to Clifton or Cincinnati. In his first 2 years, he showed promise. He had some big games, averaged 11 points per game in his sophomore season, and took that strong season into this year. 89 points in six games in November. Scored 89 points in six games. That's good for about 15 points per game. Let's compare that to what he did in February when he was really slumping. In six games in February, 17 points. Well, he was averaging 3 points near the end of the year. And that's why Victor Lockin this year averaged more points per game than Jizzle James. Victor Lockin in 29 games averaged 9.2 points and 6 rebounds. Stat line, you look at him and you're like, Vic had a hell of a year. He had a hell of a start. End of the season was not good. In the month of March, played in just 3 games, scored 10 points. Lockin had a really good start to the season. 3 games in against Eastern Washington, he put up a career-high 26. Followed that up with six straight double-digit games, including back-to-back 19-point games against Howard and Florida Gulf Coast. Then had another span between Stetson and Texas where he scored 5 straight games in double figures, 18, 12, 11, and 2 games of 17 against BYU and Texas. So it's not like Victor Lockin was not a good basketball player. He showed moments of being one of the better players on this team, me calling him the best player on the team, leading up through about Xavier, you know, most of the season. But he fell off a bit. Had 5 points against Oklahoma, and that was the game where he had, 7 blocks or 5 blocks? He was all over the place in that home game at Fifth Third Arena against Oklahoma. Followed that up with 7 against Kansas. At the time, okay, back-to-back sluggish games for Vic. Then he goes 0 against West Virginia in a game that Cincinnati lost, and Bearcats fans are starting to question, okay, why is Victor Lockin on the floor here? You know, Oklahoma? You know, Kansas, we weren't saying much. He's playing Hunter Dickinson, you know, but West Virginia is where Bearcats fans started to say, all right, that's a couple bad games in a row. Maybe we see a little more Jameel, a little more Dan and John at the 3 and the 4, and a little less Victor. Texas Tech scores 4 points. The Bearcats win, so people don't think much about it. Then after Texas Tech, where he only scored the 4, he doesn't score against Houston. His minutes have dropped from, when I mentioned that Oklahoma game and he had all the blocks, 31 minutes and 33 the prior game against TCU. At this point, they've dwindled all the way down to 13 against Houston, where he doesn't score, and then 9 against Iowa State, where he doesn't score. Doesn't get significant minutes in any of the conference tournament games or the entire postseason as a whole, and the writing was kind of on the wall that Victor Lockin may not be a part of the Cincinnati Bearcats moving forward. Some people thought maybe UC could move him back to the 5, and that moving him to the 4 this year got in his head a little bit. Thought he was J.J. Redick early on in the season, knocking down 3. A young Kevin Pitsnoggle, a Russian Kevin Pitsnoggle, knocking down some deep 3s. He was at like 50% entering the Xavier game. I mean, he was, don't forget, he went, 4-4 against Georgia Tech out of the gate? So Vic was knocking him down early. He finished shooting, I think, 28% from 3. So Victor wasn't a sharpshooter by any means, but some said, you know, you move him back to the 5, back to the basket. He's a reliable scorer. You're not going to find much better than that in the portal. And he proved he is a high-level basketball player, but it's not going to be in college basketball as he has decided to play overseas. I'm indifferent about it. Based on how the season ended, I understand it 1,000%. Love Victor. You got to give him his roses right now. He was a good Bearcat. He helped win some basketball games, no doubt about it. But where Wes Miller's at right now, knowing that this is the most important season, it's the next season, but it's the season. He's got to get it done. He's got to get the Bearcats back to the promised land. And that's just playing real, meaningful basketball in March. And in order to do that, you have to upgrade in certain positions. And the guy that scored, what, 4 points in 6 postseason games, something like that, because he played a total of 7 minutes. It's a brand new ball game, and it's a great big world out there in the college basketball portal. A lot of different pieces you can go after. Let's not forget that Wes Miller did not recruit Victor Lockin. He had 3 years under Wes Miller. Played, quite frankly, really well, and just towards the end of the year, it was starting to become evident that he didn't have much of a role moving forward, and Wes Miller's going to try to replace him with better in the transfer portal. If you're a Bearcats fan, all you can do is tip your cap to Vic, hell of a career, and hope that we can find a player that's much better than Vic in the transfer portal. That's just the honest-to-God truth. Straight down to the Swiss cheese. I don't even know what that means. But I said earlier in the year, if you're a staunch fan of Chatterbox Bearcats, I think it was after like Merrimack, that if Cincinnati was going to be a really good team this year, someone had to come and replace Victor Lockin's job. And that's because I thought that he had limitations, quite frankly. Good player. Finished the season averaging over 9 points per game, despite that lackluster finish that I had mentioned. That's how good he was at the beginning of the year. I mean, let's run through his month of November. 26, 14, 15, 19. Into December, 19, 17, 18, 12, 11, 17, 17, 11. I mean, he was putting up buckets to begin the season. And it was one of the strangest developments I'd seen in recent Bearcats years, where a player of that significance for that long, where you're talking about someone that could be in maybe not an all-conference, but you know, your representation of the third team, whatever it may be, honorable mention, for him to go down to getting DNPs the entire postseason and getting 2 minutes and dropping his minutes down to 9 minutes in meaningful games, it was a strange fall quickly. Like I mentioned, TCU, Oklahoma, back-to-back, he got 33 and 31 minutes. That was on the 16th and the 20th of January. Within a month, he was getting DNPs, did not play, coach's decisions, but 100% healthy. Strange development there. Make of it what you please. On to Jizzle James. How is this not the lead? Because I guess it's not 1,000% official. I'm going to Google it right now. Hold on. Hope everyone's morning is going well, by the way. If you are listening on your way to work, be safe. Buckle your seatbelts, everyone. Edrin James Jizzle. All right. Boom. I guess Sports Illustrated is reporting it. Edrin James confirms Jizzle James is returning to Cincinnati, per Sports Illustrated. The only place putting it out there. But I'll put it out there. Here's what went down. In a hilarious April Fool's joke, a Cincinnati account tweeted out, Barstool Cincinnati, I believe it was, tweeted out, Jizzle James and Dan Skillings will be heading to the NBA, entering the draft, whatever. First of all, not the greatest joke in the world, because now a lot of people enter the draft and they come right back out. But it was April 1st, so it's not true. Hours later, Edgerrin James goes to social media, post basically the Jordan Belfort gif, you know what it is, and says, he's coming back. Run it back. Round two. Jizzle still hasn't confirmed it, but hey, Sports Illustrated, for what it's worth. A once titan in the sports journalism world. Edgerrin James, the father, was at every single game this season, says he's coming back. Doesn't sound like it's up in the air to me. Calipari's knocking on his door right now. Hey, Edge, it's John. How are you? Why don't you come out here for 5 minutes, take a walk. We'll see if Jizzle will look good in Kentucky blue. We'll get him some of that Malone's NIL. Anyway, so Jizzle James, confirmed by his father and Sports Illustrated, coming back to UC for his sophomore season. Dan Skillings deleted at one point. This is just portal season's crazy. Dan Skillings deleted Go Bearcats in his profile and put NBA soon. And then added the Go Bearcats back, but kept the NBA soon. Make of that what you please. But Dan Skillings, as of right now, hasn't gone anywhere. And honestly, the longer that goes by, the better it is for Cincinnati. And the first domino has fallen. Victor Lockin enters the portal. That means the offseason conversations are probably starting to begin. All right, that does it for a little emergency session of Chatterbox Bearcats. It is about 1 o'clock in the morning. The Reds are 3-1. Howdy doody. Good to see you. Good night. Go Bearcats. Houdini and myself will talk soon for the Bearcats piece.